Culture 8. Exercises 5 and 6.
My guest today is Nick Wheeler, a sports journalist. He writes about women's football. Welcome, Nick.
Thank you.
Now, tell me, when did women start playing football? The first Women's World Cup was in 1991, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. But the first women's clubs started before 1900.
Really?
Yes. The first match was in 1895. And in those days, thousands of people went to watch women playing football. For example, in December 1920, 53,000 fans saw a match between Preston and St. Helens in the north of England.
Wow! That's more people than at most Premier League games today.
Yes. But one year later, the FA, the English Football Association, banned women from men's clubs.
You mean they stopped women using the men's pitches?
Yes. Their opinion was, football is a man's game and women shouldn't play it.
That's very sexist.
Yes. And a lot of women stopped playing football.
When did that change?
In the 1950s and 1960s. Then, in 1969, the Women's Football Association started. And 3 years later, the Women's England team played their first match against Scotland.
Did they win?
Well, it was 2-0 to Scotland at half-time, but in the end, England won 3-2.
And now we have a Women's World Cup too.
Yes, as you said, that started in 1991.
And which is the best team?
Not England, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Germany and Japan are very good, but the best team is the USA. They came first, second or third in every World Cup between 1991 and 2015.
What about money? How much do women footballers earn?
They don't earn as much as men. An English Premier League footballer earns more in 1 week than a woman footballer earns in a year.
But that's because men's football is more popular.
Yes, the men's game gets lots of money from television companies. But the women's game is becoming more popular. 53,000 fans watched the World Cup final between the USA and Japan in 2015. And 24 million Americans watched it on TV. So I hope that the players are going to start earning more money.
Yes, I hope so too. Nick, thank you for talking to me today.